Preventing hospital infections was a big topic at ICAC 2007, and one presentation described the successful experience of an Israeli hospital. Staff at the Tel Aviv Medical Center were involved in a multifaceted approach, which included a computer system for working out which patients needed to be isolated and for how long. I found out more from lead author Yehuda Carmeli, and he began by telling me what measures this multifaceted approach included.
Those included a development of computer programs in order to identify and deliver the information of who needs to be isolation on a daily basis to every ward and send reminders on an everyday basis. A development of education material, including e-learning methods and e-testing that was obligatory for all hospital employees. Distribution of hand rub material, alcoholic hand rub material, in order to make it access on every patient bed. The adoption of the Ask Me campaign in order to recruit the patients and as participants in this project and helping the increased compliance with hand washing and hand hygiene. The distribution of promotional material both to patients, every patient who come into the hospital, to every hospital employee, and then to specific patients who are in isolation. So those are the basic parts of the interventions, and the whole goal of the intervention was to change the hospital culture in that infection control will become a main thing that people are interested in.
And what exactly were you measuring here?
We were measuring acquisition of resistant organisms. We had four resistant organisms that we targeted, which included MRSA, Clostridium difficile, VRE, and a multi-drug resistant Acinetobacter. And we were measuring the new acquisitions of the organisms based on clinical cultures. And what we have seen that after implementing the intervention, there was a 45% decrease in the number of infections. And on an annual basis, we actually were able to save almost 640 events of infections per hospital.
Can you tell me specifically about the computer system that you had to predict whether people should be isolated or not? I mean, is this a simple thing to do? How exactly did you do it?
Well, it's very simple to do. The problem is technical problems, and if someone wants to invest the effort to do it. What we have done is we actually linked the computerized database of the microbiology laboratory with the hospital census data. And looking at the hospital census data has each patient who is hospitalized and in which room and floor and bed is hospitalized. And on a daily basis, the microbiology laboratory database was searched with all the history search, and every patient that has been on the hospital census that had one of those resistant organisms, a message went to the floor that the patients need to be isolated. Also, we created a computer system where the floor respond and actually says, yes, the patient is isolated, or otherwise they will get calls and ask why the patient is not isolated.
So what do you think doctors should take from this? Is this something that people can do?
Definitely. But I think in order to make really a change in a hospital, you have to involve the management. It shouldn't be something that it's the role of the infection control team to do. The infection control team is the professional advisors. It's the hospital management's duty to take care of the patient safety. And that's the way it should be seen. And the hospital management has the resources and the power to make those changes.
Yehuda Carmeli of the Tel Aviv Medical Center in Israel. For the Audio Journal of Medicine, I'm Derek Thorne.